Those women know that I will share all of who I am, all of what I know, to help them succeed and live out their dreams, because I believe in them, I believe in their vision, and I will do everything possible to help them rise up. Welcome to Inspiration Rising. I'm David Trotter, a business growth consultant passionate about helping women and men double your business online, all without the paralyzing overwhelm, feeling all alone, or wondering what the heck to do next. I'm a serial entrepreneur and former pastor who's passionate about personal growth because that's what's helped me cultivate peace in my life and empowered me and transformed me to love my amazing wife, Laura, of 26 years, and our two almost grown kids. So if you're all about business, personal growth, and peace in your life, you're in the right place. I'm super glad that you're here. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Inspiration Rising. It is great to have you with me today. You know, from time to time, I have people who will awkwardly ask me, why is your podcast for women? I mean, you're a guy. That's kind of interesting. Or they'll say, now, why do you primarily consult female business owners on how to grow their business when you're a man? And then once in a while, I'll have someone, usually a woman online, who will really bristle at me intentionally seeking to help women because I'm a man. And it goes something like this. They'll say, well, we've been told by men long enough how to do everything on this planet, and we don't need you, another man, telling us how to be inspired, motivated, or how to grow our business. You know, both of those responses, the questions that I'm asked, and the more intense statements, are nothing more than information. People are seeking to get clarification, or they're seeking to articulate their own perspective. It's nothing personal toward me. I get that. It's just information that I can take in and try to figure out, oh, interesting. How can I clarify for them or serve them in some way? And I also recognize that the intense statements have pain interwoven, a sense of brokenness, that there's a desire to rise up beyond discrimination. And I want to be very sensitive to that in all that I do. Now, you may be listening today coming from either perspective. And let me first say to you, as I go into this episode, that I am not going to express myself perfectly. I haven't even up until this point that you're listening. You may have been unintentionally offended already. And I just want to apologize up front and ask for your grace and ask that you would listen to my heart. You would tune into what my heart is trying to communicate more than anything else. Now, what I want to do over the next few minutes is that I want to share three reasons why I'm passionate about supporting women, specifically in growing your business. Now, these three reasons aren't necessarily business-oriented, okay? These are just the three reasons as I meditate on why this is an area of passion for me. This is what comes up. And by the way, if you don't know, I started Inspiration Rising back in early 2019 because I wanted to be making an impact in people's lives on more of a day-to-day and week-to-week basis rather than a year-to-year basis like I was making through the films that I was making on social justice issues. And so as my wife and I talked, we said, well, who are the people that have been most impacted or influenced or resonated with my work over the last 25 years, whether it was in corporate or in ministry or in my marketing business or in filmmaking? And we both agreed that it was primarily women. And maybe even women kind of in the 30 to 60 category. And I asked my wife, is it okay if I, you know, kind of start a business that's focused on women? And she's like, yeah, absolutely. That's who's been impacted by your work. I want you to impact even more people in that way. So with the support of my wife, I started Inspiration Rising, and it's been really, really enjoyable. I mean, it is the most enjoyable, outside of spending time with my family, the thing that I enjoy most about my life is pouring into creating resources and supporting my business growth clients through Inspiration Rising. So with that background, let me tell you the three reasons that I believe, well, they're the reasons why I'm passionate about supporting women, all right? And they may surprise you. Number one, I grew up in a religious culture where women were and still are held back due to their gender. Now, I share part of this story in my latest book, Empowered to Rise. I'll link to that in the show notes if you want to check it out. But essentially, in the Christian tradition, there has been a theology, a way of reading the scriptures and seeing God, that men are to be the primary leaders, not just in the religious setting, but primarily in the household. And because men are meant to be the leaders in the household, therefore they are the ones who teach and lead in the local congregations. And I grew up with that understanding. I understand the theology of it. I have compassion and grace and empathy and get, you know, people who have that perspective. In fact, my freshman year of college, going to study pastoral ministries, I wrote a paper on why women should not be in ministry. And then by my senior year, I wrote a paper from the opposite perspective, that women should be in ministry. It's just, you know, the process that you go through in transformation of your views and all of that. And I think because I see how, well, not only painful, but destructive it is to holding women back in this way, I really love working with female spiritual leaders to encourage them, support them, and help them in whatever their vision is. And I just have a deep passion to help women grow in those areas. Now, you know, I will tell you, in that world and other worlds, there's a bit of an edge because there's been pain there. And so there's a kind of an against energy that can come, like, yeah, women should, you know. And that's just not my vibe, partially, probably because I don't have that pain in my background. I'm not a woman who has been held back by that. But I just find that there are ways that I can support and encourage that resonate with me and my personality and what I'm all about. And Inspiration Rising is part of that. So one of the reasons why I am so passionate about supporting women is because of the culture or the understanding that I grew up with as a Christian and as a pastor. So when I was a pastor, I did hire female pastors. I have worked with female pastors. I still do and support them. And I really enjoy it. And I see the value of it. So that's the first reason. The second is that I am deeply concerned about the treatment of women on a global level. All right. I am married to a woman. I am the father of my daughter, Waverly, a woman. Okay. I think about what their life would be like if they were born in a different location in the world. I think about the ways in which they could potentially hit a glass ceiling in our United States. I think about how they could be treated because of their sex, or how they could be manipulated, sought to be manipulated in some way because of whether it's sexuality or power dynamics, or perhaps even obviously abuse of any kind. That's just really a concern for me. Why? Because, yes, I think about it in general, but I think about it through the lens of having a wife and having a daughter and having a deep love and care and a desire for them to live in a safe, healthy environment where they can thrive in whatever way they want to thrive. I also did a documentary a number of years ago called In Plain Sight, Stories of Hope and Freedom, and it's on sex trafficking in the United States. If you haven't watched it, it's available on Amazon, and believe me, I haven't made a dime on that film, so I'm not pitching you that to make any money. I created the film with some great team, and we highlighted six female abolitionists who became aware of the issue of sex trafficking in their city in the United States and then did something significant about it. And that film really opened my eyes to not only the treatment of women outside the U.S., but inside the United States. That's a big eye-opener. Another is just the research on the gender pay gap. You know, There are some people who would say, oh, women get about 80, you know, ish percent of what men get. Then there's like this adjusted gender pay gap that says, well, women get 97%. It's complicated. I'm definitely no expert on it. But the bottom line is there is a pay gap between what women get and what men get. That's concerning, right? Isn't that concerning to all of us? And then just from the perspective I already mentioned that the church, not only Christian tradition, but other traditions are missing out on needed perspective from women, needed heart and skills from women. And then one final note on this, and I'll link to it in the show notes. I came across some statistics from 2020 by a website called Fundera. I don't know if I'm saying that right. F-U-N-D-E-R-A. I'll link to it in the show notes, as I mentioned. And it indicates all these really amazing statistics about women-owned businesses. And some of them are really positive. It's really amazing to see the success, actually more successful statistically than some of the male entrepreneurial ventures. But one that is absolutely just bleak is that women-owned startups, right? Startup businesses only receive 7% of the venture capital funds that are invested in companies. Only 7% of venture capital funds go into women-owned startups. I mean, that is really bleak. Wow. And so with all of that, you know, I know that's a wide-ranging kind of mass of like concern. And that's, you know, that's me. I think about all of those different things from safety to gender, you know, pay gap to spirituality and the church missing out on people and the lack of, you know, funding for women startups, all of those things just kind of combined for me to go, gosh, I'm really concerned about the treatment of women globally. This is not like my soapbox and this is the thing that I'm, you know, hammering on. I just realized when you asked me, why are you passionate about supporting women? Well, one, I grew up in a religious culture where women were held back due to their gender. And two, I'm just really concerned about the treatment of women globally and what I can do to increase that quality of treatment. And that's part of why I am doing Inspiration Rising, of course. Now, number three, this is the one that may really surprise you. And I hope that none of this is offensive, that it is just, you really hear my heart in this. But I have a selfish reason, a selfish motive to working with women. And it's this, that I function at my highest, most collaborative self when I'm working with women. Yeah. I had this breakthrough on a podcast that I was being interviewed on. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the podcast, we were talking about this very subject. And I realized, wow, I am at my highest, most collaborative self when I'm working with women. Prior to that, I go, you know what? I seem to be able to help women in a unique way. I don't know why that is. But I had this breakthrough. I'm like, wow, I'm more collaborative. Now, if you don't know me personally, I'm a pretty intense person. And I have a very direct communication style that I have worked on for literally years to try to take the edge off and soften. And right, it's a strength of mine because I can see right through an issue. I have clarity and I help somebody move forward, but then it can also be a little too intense and a little too direct. And so I try to soften that. And I will tell you that when I work with women, that intense, direct style softens. And I feel so much better about it. Here's the deal. I feel this softening within me that, and then I just feel so much better about me and my work style as I'm working with women. One of my top five strength finder strengths, if you're not familiar with the Clifton Strengths strength finders, I've talked about it on the podcast a number of times. It's an assessment that tells you kind of your strengths and helps you focus on those. For me, mine are input, command, competition, activator, and futuristic. And so I can see things in the future and I can like take off and like help make it happen. But one of those, I was really surprised, was one of those strengths was competition. And I grew up in that religious culture where competition was seen as negative and it was more about helping others and serving others. But StrengthFinder sees it as a positive to go, you're always wanting to be the best and grow and, you know, so forth. Well, what's interesting is sometimes that competition doesn't feel good to me. And when I work with women, I don't feel competitive. And it's not that, like, I mean, I just don't even feel it. Like, I don't feel like, oh, I need to be better than or less than or whatever. It's more, it's just once again, it feels collaborative rather than competitive. Okay. Now, one of the things that people seem to be concerned about too, you know, people that are a bit more bristling about my work, is that my focus is not on teaching women how to do something. Like, I need you to learn the right way. I'm here to teach you because I'm a man. No. It's about me supporting women in helping you fulfill your vision and reach your goals. So whatever I can do to help you do that, oh, I am here cheering you on, believing in you, believing in your vision, and just helping you, coming alongside you, collaborating and saying, here's the path that I believe would be most helpful for you to double your business in a year. Yeah, that's my heart. That's what I'm, you know, doing in the process. Now, I will tell you, I also can be a bit goofy and playful. You know, some dad jokes, some sense of humor, being playfulness. And men don't seem to like that for some reason. I don't know. They're like, what are you doing, you weirdo? Women, on the other hand, we laugh and be playful and, you know, just have fun together. And then we get stuff done. You know, we just, I mean, really tackle that vision and grow that business. Now, one, I grew up in a religious culture where women were held back. Two, I'm deeply concerned about treatment of women globally. And three, I function at my highest, most collaborative self when I'm working with women. Now, I hope that you've heard my heart in the midst of all of these words, because I believe in you and want you to succeed. I know that I'm not for everyone, and that's totally okay. And I have men that go, can I work with you? I'm like, yes, absolutely. It's not that I just work with women. I just go, if I have to narrow down who I'm going to speak to and encourage, I want to speak to women, because that is the most enjoyable to me. And I believe I can, in some way, I can help raise women up, not because I'm a man, but just because I'm a human being. And I'm going, come on, you can do it. It's the reason why I named my coaching program the Rise Up Business Academy, because I'm going, no, you are already empowered to rise. It's the name of my recent book, right? Empowered to Rise. Why? Not because I'm empowering you to rise. No. You're already empowered to rise. And the Rise Up Business Academy is just there to facilitate the process of providing you with resources and encouragement and belief and a path in order to develop a lead generation engine so that you can develop leads and grow your business. Now, I will tell you, the people who do work with me as a business growth consultant, they know that I am for them. Those women know that I will share all of who I am, all of what I know, to help them succeed and live out their dreams, because I believe in them, I believe in their vision, and I will do everything possible to help them rise up.
Hey, congrats on listening to another episode of Inspiration Rising. Why congrats? Because you're pouring education and inspiration into your mind and heart. And that's something we all need if we're going to grow our businesses and reach our goals in life. Now, if you enjoy Inspiration Rising, do us a favor. Share it with a friend. Take a screenshot of your favorite episode and text it to them. Tell them to search for Inspiration Rising on their favorite podcast app and click subscribe. And if you haven't already, be sure to sign up for Inspo Text. That's our daily inspirational text messages. Just text me right now at 949-401-6090. That's 949-401-6090. Just say, hey, Dave, what's up? You'll get an automated reply with a link where you can add yourself as a contact. And of course, you can always unsubscribe. I want you to know today that you're inspired, empowered, and loved, not because of the way you feel or what anyone else says about you, but because that's your true identity.